It's 4:45. You're listening to All Things Considered on KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. New TV ads begin airing today in Arkansas, these targeting Senator Mark Pryor for his support of President Obama's judicial nominees. In particular, the conservative Judicial Crisis Network is tying the Democrat who is up for re-election to the president's picks to fill out the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals.
Mark Pryor voted for every one of Obama's liberal activist judges. Every single one. Now Pryor is helping Obama pack a key court with new liberal judges.
Burgess Everett is a congressional reporter for Politico and joins me now from Washington. And Burgess, you write that battles over judicial nominees rarely resonate outside of Washington. So why is money being spent to make this an issue here in Arkansas?
I think because this court, which is viewed by many to be the second most powerful court in the country after the Supreme Court, considers a lot of disagreements between the private sector and government agencies like the EPA and the IRS, which may be kind of the subject of ire in some of these red states like Arkansas, where some of these senators are up for re-election. So if the president is appointing or trying to appoint liberal justices to this court, it seems to be a focus of attack for conservatives to kind of call out Democrats for supporting these nominees.
And this comes as the Senate is turning its attention this week to those the president has nominated. Elaborate a little on why this court is considered so powerful.
Well, four of the nine current Supreme Court justices served on this court, including John Roberts. So it's seen kind of as a farm team, essentially, for the Supreme Court. So once justices end up on this court, they see very prominent cases, and they arbitrate very high-level disputes between the private sector and the government. So in a way, this is also an attempt to keep President Obama from this maybe developing more judges in case a Supreme Court vacancy should develop later in his term. Because, again, back to the John Roberts example, he was reconfirmed by President George W. Bush during his presidency and then eventually ended up on the Supreme Court a few years later.
How has Pryor's campaign responded to these ads?
They say this is something coming from Tom Cotton's sort of dark, shadowy allies. So these ads aren't directly coming from Tom Cotton's campaign, but they're kind of trying to link them to them. But there's no evidence there's any coordination between the campaign and this Judicial Crisis Network.
And you write that Pryor's campaign also notes that he supported dozens of George W. Bush's nominees.
Yeah, I mean, it's unusual to bring up the judicial votes because for the most part, people approve president's nominees up and down the court system, no matter which party's in charge of the Senate and which party is in charge of the White House. This particular court is so important, and President Obama is trying to fill three vacancies, that it's kind of elevated this issue outside of just the internal slog of judicial nominations. So it's pretty rare to block judicial nominees, and today we're expecting a third nominee to the court to be blocked. And so that is why this has kind of risen up out of the normal back and forth of the confirmation of nominees.
That's Burgess Everett, a congressional reporter for Politico. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Michael.
This is KUAR.